Hey everybody, Brian here from the I Like It Spooky Horror Podcast. It's spring. They say February is the month for love, but I think love is in the air in spring too. And you know what we love more than anything? Sharing free movies from the Redbox app with our listeners. So on this episode, like every episode, I'm going to give you my top three honorable mentions, and I hope you go check out the free movies streaming on the Redbox app for April 2024. My first honorable mention from 2022. It's called The Accused. Hannah spends 20 years suppressing a maleficent curse that was placed upon her bloodline, only to have a family member knowingly release it, forcing her to kill or be killed. It's got Yancey Butler from Kick-Ass, and it looks like, from the poster, a bloody good time. My second honorable mention this month, from 2016, it's called Kill Game. 5 years after a high school prank goes horribly wrong, a group of good-looking, shallow, and at times cruel pranksters find themselves on the wrong end of the joke. I hope they all die. My first honorable mention this month, Robot Overlords. Earth has been conquered by robots from a distant galaxy. Survivors are confined to their homes and must wear electronic implants, risking imprisonment by the robots if they venture outside. Now this has got Ben Kingsley from Schindler's List and Gillian Anderson from The X-Files. That's enough reason to watch it there. I love Gillian Anderson. Now if I pull back the curtain a little bit, how this works is I get these lists of movies from the people at the Redbox app. I go through them, I read the synopsis, do some research on the movies, and I pick the ones that I think our listeners would like. But sometimes, as I record, I come across movies like Jamie Marx Is Dead, based on a novel, One for Sorrow, by Christopher Barsek. Jamie Marx Is Dead is the story of a murdered high school boy who returns as a ghost looking for the love and friendship he never had when he was alive. Sometimes, I come across a movie, and I check out the poster, and I read the synopsis, and I think, I should have put that on my list. So this month, I'm putting Jamie Marx Is Dead as my fourth honorable mention, because it looks really interesting, it sounds interesting. It's one that I think people that aren't horror fans that maybe are in your life would watch and enjoy, so you could share that special moment with them. But now, get to my top three this month. At number three, a movie I picked because my co-host Clint lives in Michigan. It's called Eloise from 2016. It just sparked my mind that there's Eloise Asylum in Michigan, I believe is what it's called. And it just made me think of my co-host Clint and Leah. After the death of his estranged father, Jacob must obtain his aunt's death certificate from the asylum where she died. After breaking in, he and his companion discover the hospital holds many dangerous secrets. Now this has got Elisha Dushku from Wrong Turn, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it's got Chase Crawford from The Boys. In the number two spot this month, it's called Anonymous Animals from 2020. And this just looks like a blast from the poster. It's got a deer wearing a trench coat, holding a shotgun, standing on two legs. The balance of power between man and animal has changed. In a remote countryside, any encounter with the dominant can become hostile. And if I'm being honest, what really piqued my interest other than the poster is this one's 1 hour and 4 minutes long. And I love under 90 minute, get to the damn point, show me what I should be scared of, tell me a story, and then let me go. That is my wheelhouse. And you know what else is in my wheelhouse? Our podcast network, the PFPN. So let's hear from them.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
So now that we've heard from our podcast network, my number one movie on the Redbox app for April 2024 is from 2022. It's called Living with Chucky.
Don't fuck with the Chuck.
A filmmaker who grew up alongside Chucky the Killer Doll seeks out the other families surrounding the Child's Play films as they recount their experiences working on the ongoing franchise and what it means to be part of the Chucky family. This has Abigail Breslin, Alex Vincent, Brad Dierdorf, Jennifer Tilly, John Waters, Marlon Wayans. The list goes on and on. Documentary style, it's pretty much people talking about the Chucky franchise. If you love documentaries, check this out. If you love Chucky, check this out. If you love filmmaking or films or family, you should definitely check this one out. If you're a parent of a 5-year-old or a toddler or a 16-year-old like me, you should probably check this out. Because sometimes we all kind of feel like we're living with Chucky. If you guys survive the week, I'll see you next month for more appendages in May. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Show some fucking respect for the dead, will ya?